Police in Portsmouth are leading the way when it comes to using social networking sites to communicate with the public. Their Twitter account has become an unexpected hit. Almost 1,300 people are following the city centre unit on the social networking site. It gives updates on crimes as they happen and a unique insight into officers' working lives. And our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake joining me with more on this live from Portsmouth Central Police Station. So, Dominic, it's interesting, in a world where we're talking about the police this morning on other matters and the public and stories, here we have something that sounds like a bit of a success story.
It's turning out to be something of a phenomenon, Julian, if I can put it that way, and I think it is something that's taken everybody by surprise. It all began a while back with Hampshire Police HQ, who experimented with Twitter, and I think that went so well that they allowed two police units in our area to conduct trials. One of them was the Safer Neighbourhood team over at Porchester, and they've already attracted 400 followers, but the other one was the city centre unit here in Portsmouth, where I am today, and they started using their account last year and have already got, Julian, over 1,300 users, with new people signing up every day. And also the original site set up by Hampshire HQ has now grown to 3,000, and it's gone so well that they're allowing other people across the region to use it now already in places like Millbrook, Coxford, Hythe, Winchester, a lot of PCSOs using Twitter, and it really does seem to be taking off, Julian.
Give me an example, Dom, of what you might see on a typical Twitter posting on someone's mobile.
Well, it's a really interesting mix, Julian. Some of it will be that they're chasing a suspect or that they've arrested somebody for, say, credit card fraud. It might be putting out a warning, simply a good bit of information like road closures. Like last Saturday, when the English Defence League were protesting in town, there were certain road closures. But sometimes it can actually be, you know, quite exciting. A while back, there was a story about a rumour in a particular part of Southsea that there was somebody with a gun looking to kill somebody, and it was a sort of a feud situation, and the officers here just happened to know that the person involved was in custody and in prison, so they were able to tweet to that particular neighbourhood to say that actually the rumour wasn't true, there was nothing to worry about. So sometimes it's very exciting.
Interesting. Sergeant Rob Sutton is in charge of the City Centre Police Unit in Portsmouth, and he joins us live on BBC Radio. So morning, Rob.
Morning. Hello, everyone.
Good to have you there. So how do you make the judgement about what to put on and not put on?
We do have to be careful. If it's a serious incident that's running at the time and could end up in Crown Court or in the Magistrates Court, we do have to be mindful about who's going to hear what's going on. We don't give out too much evidence in that relation. But some of the straightforward jobs that come in, we find the response we get over Twitter, if we report a crime in action, it really engages with our followers and they really enjoy it. We've been described many times as being the Bill on Twitter.
Well, I mean, I was talking to my producer about some of the postings recently. Like, you know, there's people, you know, you might put on there. There's people at large in the shopping centre using dodgy credit cards, that kind of thing.
Certainly. I mean, a lot of our followers are the retailers and the loss prevention teams in City Centre and Gunwolf Keys. And this is sort of information that we want to get out to them. And a lot of them will have their phones on them and will get updates from Twitter. It's a lot quicker for us to put the postings on there to get this information out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at some here. New look report that a customer's had her possessions stolen. Mark W. heading towards to find out more. Here's another one. Lithuanian prisoner who used a couple of fake payment cards is still in custody whilst we continue our investigations. Cell number 3. And investigations have shown a few males went on a spree with counterfeit American Express cards in the Cascade stores yesterday. I mean, one thing does cross my mind. If you don't use Twitter, are you disenfranchised? Because, you know, some might argue this is all important stuff for everybody.
It is. And Twitter is just another way of getting information out to people. We do newsletters. We have a website. And we talk to people all the time. But it's just using another medium to get information out there.
And the other thought is, I mean, it's interesting you talk about the legal implications, because once it's gone out, you can't take it back. Are there any dangers in terms of court proceedings where something's been said and then you can't retract it?
We are very careful as to what is posted. You are quite right. There are certain things that if there's an ongoing court case, we can't post. So we are very mindful of that. And sometimes there is a slight delay in what we tweet, just to make sure that if there is something happening, we're not going to scupper any court cases later on.
It's an interesting experiment, Rob. We'll follow it with great interest, as you can imagine. Thank you for joining us on BBC Radio 7 this morning. Also, our reporter Dominic Blake there, live from Portsmouth Central Police Station. Thank you, guys.